Mishnah says we saw this introduced in Daf Kesem Beis. So the Mishnah has a machlokes according to Maskana. According to Rav, it's a machlokes. Machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's a machlokes. According to Bai, it's not. Rav, it is a machlokes between the Tana Kamra and Gamliel. Kol get sheyesh olav ekuti pasul. So the Hadoma tekutim, the Navi has in Malachim Beis. Perik in Zion, that the Sincheriv was involved with Uvoi, so he brought a group of people from the town of Kuta, Teretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Aroyos into, and they get very, very nervous, and they asked for Kayanim to teach them halachas, because they figured that the reason why the Aroyos were sent in was because they didn't know the rules of the lands. So that's what the Navi says in Perik in Zion. The Gemara is a machlekes. Tinu Mekibah Yishmael, Gemara in Kedushim, Gemara in Yevamos. Kedushim is towards the end, above maybe. The Gemara has a machlokes of Mekibah Yishmael. Whether they're Geri Arvayos or Geri Yemes. Kashus means that if they are Geri Arvayos, if they are misguided only because they were afraid, so then that Geris is not Chal. Or were they afraid? That was their motivation. But ultimately, they became Geri Yemes. The Tosfos says in Bava Kamma, that the Navi says they were not good Geri. The Navi says that they were still living there by the Zarnix. So Tosfos says, small Tosfos, in the end, the late Lamed, Lamed Ches, Maches. Tosfos says that. The machlekes with the Geri Emes or Geri Royes is libisoif with a misgayer. Tosfos is two lishonis there. Tosfos says that that in that particular sugya the question was were they misgayer beemes in the end. But then he says that the man the Omer holds, Rebbe Akiva says Geri Emes. So apparently everybody learns the Navi says that initially their Geris was a questionable Geris, but libisoif did they become Geri Emes. All right, Sarach Lodun, exactly what's the machlekes of Metzius, machlekes of history. Maybe the machlokes is davka this, a geirus that begins in an inappropriate way, a geirus that begins in a way that is not a good geirus, so can it be fixed up later on? Can later ma'ase geirus and fix up this, or do they have to begin all over again? Maybe that's the machlokes. Whatever it is, that's the machlokes tanoim. The Gemara says in Chulin, Gemara is over here, that b'shaz ba'ish toshus goes, b'shaz ba'ish sheni, then Chazal made certain takonis. In other words, we assume Gerei Emes. Why do we assume the Rambam passes Gerei Emes? There are numerous sugyas in the Gid Gerei Emes. So this Tosfos points out that Chazal made certain takonis, but Kufas Bayis Sheni. That since the Kutim were disruptive in Binyan, based on Mikdash, so Chazal made certain takonis to be marchik them. For example, that pas kutis ke pasat. Then we know the Gemara Chulin says that later on Dorshu v'chokru, they wanted to figure out who were these kutim, and they found that they were oyved hargerizim. And then the Gemara says they were invited. They did marchakiris and found that they were oyved a yona hargerizim. So Chazal made another takona that they are ke'akum. All right, Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayis. Find it's another Mishnah as well. When we discuss Kutim, so he says, whenever you find a Gemara or a Mishnah that says what's the status of Kutim, it means it's in between this Tkufa. From the Tkufa that they were Mizgayer, and assuming that Kutim Geri Emesain, till the Tkufa of Chulin, where Chulin says that in the later Tkufa is Vayesheni, they passed them, they made them, they found that they were by the Zoronix. Exactly what does it mean? They made them, they passed them. But they're Gary, if it's Gary Emes, Yehudi Shehemir, still Yehudi. So if they're Gary Emes, they're Gary Emes. So it's a machlekes poskim. Shulchan Aruch paskins that when the Gemara says that Chazal passed them, not the Sugya of Yer, the Sugya of Chulin. Because Darshan Chakru, later on by Sheni, it's only the Chumrah. It's only the Chumrah. It doesn't mean that you can be Makel, like, what's the Nafkamina? Can you lend a Kuti Beribis? So Shulchan Aruch says, no. because Chazal said that they're goyim l'chumra, not goyim l'kula. And then there's a pelet d'gashach that Paskin is not like that. Says no, it's not pelet d'gashach. The pelet d'gashach is they're like goyim. So it's a big question. How do you understand that shach? That Chazal actually were oiker the whole status of Geirus Medina. Sarachi and Godel. That's the machlokes l'dina, and then that, we don't know we don't have kutum anymore. But that's the machlokes l'gabi this Gemara in Chulin that Chazal passed. So our sugya now is referring to this in between kufa, where we have to assume that kutei geiri emesain. So the question is, what is the status of kutim during this kufa? So have a machlokes tanoim. Maybe we'll discuss when it gets closer to Pesach. We'll discuss this interesting tosis over here. Interesting tosis about matzah shmur. Exactly, what's the shmur legabe matzah? It's an interesting tosis. The shayna is interesting. This tosis and then there's one in Pesachim. So, the Gemara has a machlekes tanoim. What is the status of kutim in that tkufa? So, Tanakama says that the nemonim, that if they present you with matzah, tosis says, what if they present you with matzah? You know that they are eating the matzah. So you know the medaktik, and so they are the matzahs matzah k'sheira. The Gemara said that's the case. They should be edim k'sheirim. Rabbi Elazar holds that the matzah is not matzah k'sheira, so the melech should be edim sulim. And Rabbi Gamliel says it depends. Kol mitzvah shechziku bokutim. So then it goes by mitzvah per mitzvah whether they were muchzik or not. What's the issue over here? So the issue over here is whether they were concerned about. That sounds like what Rashi is saying. You can't say that. Why not? Because that should be a psul deraisa. Right? And we know from the Testament base, the Gemara says beferish, that it's a psul derabbanan. Rashi points that out. It spells it even more so. But the Gemara says that we're talking about psul derabbanan. Absolutely Raisa. Rashi says that if Eide Kutim are possible, then means that they're possible because of a Chashash Sheker. So one has to say, and Lechor will have Raya's things, and Toisha says it in the Yudimid base also, that it sounds like it's Absolutely Rabbanon. It's Absolutely Rabbanon, so how is a Chashash Sheker Absolutely Rabbanon? So you have to say something along the lines that it's not a genuine Chashash Sheker Midei Raisa. It's not that we caught Roy Kutim's. Roy Kutim Shakronim. It's not that Roy Kutim did something that the Muchzak Kipsulim Kishakronim, but we had an umdana that the Kutim are not so makvid on, we're not makvid in Eder Sheker. Even that's a little bit difficult because the Gemara says that, according to Shem Gamliel, Kol Mashiach Zikum. So we should be able to find out. No, go ahead. He says, that's what he says, Eid Kuti Possum and Rabbanon.
Because
the Moksha, the Hashem, the Hashem. The Shoah is Doris, that's the Hino is the Mayo Lubsula, Yerkois Lakame Porer, Kedushin. Where are we reading? Yeah.
So it sounds like
they're muxer. They're muxer what?
We are muxer.
Right, we're muxer.
Even though they're not really muxer.
Right, I think it's going to mean. If you'd say, that's the kinu stamayol psula. That's the stam kuti. Is possible. That's what Chazal were masaking, right? What do you mean stam kuti? Because we know that a kuti chover is good. Right? That's our Gemara. But stam kuti, if he's not a kuti chover, stam kuti is possible. Achzikinu stamayel psula. So I don't think that's not saying achzik. I mean, it could be, but it's but even if you'll say that means achzikinu stamayel l'shakronim, it's the same thing. It means that it has to be the same thing. It can't be that they are muchzok ke'edim shakronim that the chashida deiraisa. It can't be. It has to be din derabbanan. So it means that's mefurish in this Rashi, the Gemara and Taisus is Yumin Bay. So it must be the Midday. Taisus said again, we're going to focus on the Taisus. That's Absul de Rabbanon. Chazal were machzik lim kishakranim. So what does that mean? That it were machzik lim kishakranim. So it means that, I guess, there was a significant minority that were not makvin. There's a very pretty Chassam Sofer, which is probably a Rashba. We'll see in a few minutes. Chassam Sofer says that they were, that there are many halachas of what is called emes and sheker. For us, emes is you have to see it. That's emes. An aid is made if he sees it. What happens if a person hears it from somebody else? A guy who's mamish neman, yesterday, ADPA, that would be an aid sheker. A person who's meyid, based on somebody else who tells him something, or he hears it's a kol de pasuk, or a delay pasuk, everybody knows that whatever it is. So the Chassam Sofer says that a stomach person says that's emes. Right? So he says that what's better than not medakdek b'mitzvahs leisana. That was a pshat. They were not medakdek in emes. So since they were medakdek in our standards of emes, so therefore Chazal were machzik them. Not that they're known to be shakronomy din deiraisa, but they're not bekiy behilchas eidus. So since they're not bekiy behilchas eidus, so therefore, that's our rationale. Let's be a little bit slow over here. According to the Gemara, according to Tanakama, the Reidim Ksherim, our mishnah is not Tanakama, right? Gary MSA, and apparently, according to Tanakhama, the Gemara does not say that there was a Samta Konas Chazal to say that they were Edim Sulu. According to Rabbi Lazar, the Havman of the Gemara is that they have no Nemonas. So, it couldn't be our Mishnah. According to Shimon Gamliel, it would depend on whether they were Muchzik or not Muchzik. So, what's the Maskon of the Gemara? The maskon of the Gemara is loyal Rabbi Lazar. Look, going to chotem Yisrael lebesayif, the ilab the kuti chaver loy machdim le. So, what's the maskon of the sugya? According to Rabbi Lazar, who holds that ein bikin b'tikduke mitzvahs, Chazal passed them. Right, this luchai have to learn pshat. Right, I mean, that's easy to learn pshat. That Rashi is explaining to us the pshat in the Mishnah. Based on the maskonas asugya, so Rabbi Lazar holds that ein bikin b'tiktuke mitzvahs. Apparently, even then you could not pass an individual kuti and say that this kuti was a shakran. But Chazal established that there's a chashash sheker for stam kuti, and at the same time, apparently, if a person's a kuti chover, so he never loses. He never loses the nemanos. So even according to Belozer, Belozer holds, we have to assume kuti geri yemes, and at some point they were not medaktek b'mitzvahs, so therefore they lose their nemanos lagabi mitzvahs. In other words, if in order to have a matzik sheira, the person has to be medaktek b'mitzvahs. So he has no nemanos lagabi mitzvahs because he's not medaktik ben. Now what about lisan the reicha eid shaker? Does he have, is he, Rabbi Lozer says, stam kuti is not medaktik ben mitzvahs. However, apparently, if I have a kuti chover, so he's medaktik. At least he can be a kuti chover like I'm in this mitzvah. So apparently Rabbi Lozer, if we put the rashis together, it sounds like there was a chazal that apparently pasul. Again, tzorich iyun tzas, whether that's pshat in Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer is saying Lishem Bikin Mediktum is a takana de Rabbanon, right? And that's what Rashi's referring to. Or whether because of Rabbi Lozer's chashash there was a takana de Rabbanon. Tzorchiyin. Exactly what was the process over here? So I'm not sure if we'll be able to clarify that in the Kuda. But what we do see clearly is a psul de Rabbanon. And the psul is because of a chashash sheker. So memela we have to say, and it's according to Rabbi Lozer. So if you put the three together, it means Rabbi Lozer held that since they're not medaktik mitzvahs, you can say either in the grover way they were not medaktik mitzvah sheker, they're not be leisana, Again, you have to be a little more. There's more to be said over here because if it's only according to Rabbi Elazar, so how do you explain with the Leisanas Ksiva or Kimuchsuk, what the Tosafos points out? So there's more to be said. But let's try to stick this pshat for a moment. So Rabbi Elazar says that Gemara says according to Rabbi Elazar, so the Kuti are Geri Emes and Stam Kuti as opposed to Kuti Chaver is nechshad either again in a grubber way, like Chassam Sofer says, in a more elegant way, just doesn't know the Duke Mitzvah Sheker and Emes for us, and therefore we'd have to passel him. So now our sug is Mechadesh a din. What's Mechadesh? Since there's another din of Kulchem, right, since there's another din that the Gemara says later on, that there's a din that when it comes to Gitei Noshim and Gitei Shechver, so the Edom have to sign Zeh Bifnei Zeh, separate din, later on in the Sugya, later on the Mesichta. Edom get up to sign Zeh Bifnei Zeh. Why? Because Exeras Kulchem, because a person, a Baal, could say to a group of people, you be the Edom. Exactly the Nusach, that's a different Gemaras. It says Kulm Chasumu, it says Ksuvu Chismu, but there could be a situation where the Baal demands that there are several Edei Chasima. Once the Baal demands several Edei Chasima, so then the get will not be a kosher get without all the Edei Chasima. Right? Exactly what's the get or Adin Machlokes later on. Second parak, whether it is mitam tanai, mitam edus. In other words, did the Baal say he only wants the get to be chal if there are an additional five edim, two edim, the Torah demands? This Baal is a tanai, so he's making a tanai in the shtar. Or does the Baal have the zechus to say, I want five edim, I want six edim, I want a larger, the Torah says two edim, I want ten edim. Again, doesn't matter right now exactly what the getter adin. Whether it's mitam tanai, whether it's mitam edus, could be nafkaminas, then the shva. However, more is nafkaminas. Well, however it is though, there is a din of kulchem. Chazal were choishesh that a baal could say kulchem. He wants the needs more kibudim by the seder again. So he figures he'll have more people for edus. So he says kulchem. So this get could easily come out to be possible now. Why? Because someone look at the get, he'll see that there are two edim there. So he doesn't know that the Baal was had another group of people, or it could be that it'll schlep out over time. So it'll be a get muktam because his man will be looking after the two edim, looking after the other five edim, and that's gufam and nafkamina. Whether it's Tanai, whether it's part of Eidos. Whatever it is, Chazal made such a din. They made a din that because there could be a din of Kulchem, and because Kulchem could bring about Apsul, so they made another din that ain't have to sign Zeh Bifnei Zeh. Oh, so now, when it comes to a get, a Shtar Shechur, so if there are two Eidim, and one Eid is a kosher, a regular kosher Yehudi, so says the Gemara, that our Mishnah is now saying, right, that the Tanakhama is saying, according to Rava, Rabbi Gamliel is choleg, and he holds, according to Tosfos, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita, that the Eidei Kutim were muhzakim v'hechshav l'gavei gets. You can have two Eidei Kutim, according to Rava. But according to the Tanakhama, he can only have one Eidei Kutim and one kosher yid, one regular chasima. So our Gemara says the following Kiddush, that since there's a din of kuchnis, and since there's a din der avonon, that Eidei get in chayis ben zeh b'lei zeh, so now we know that the aid, the regular aid, would only sign if the kuti was a kuti chaver, otherwise he wouldn't sign. Machlaik is whether it's assigned below or not below. Pashto su gets assigned below. Fine. That is the din of our Mishnah. Alright? So Tosfos raises the following question. Yudam and Beis. So it has to be a chasuma matter, right? So Tosha says that we learned already in Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis that you need to have two Edom and a star. And there's a very difficult Rashi in that Tesvav and Beis that is supposed to be understood. Al pishnaim eidim the masham palga pumudai palga pumudapai. That you have when you have a star, so, and you have two eidim. So that means, again, maybe it's just a metaphor. It's a rechila what it means. But he says, but that means that every eid is taking responsibility for half of what's going on in the star. Right? Lagami momenus. And Gemara says, black and white, that it would be a psul if we'd end up executing the shtar based on one aid. Right? Our Gemara does the Tesvav base. Of course, the Gemara in Ksuv is Lagami Kibim Shtaris. What's the case of Kibim Shtaris? That there are two aidim, one aid died. So I come and say, my shtar, my chasim is a good chasim. I say, this is my chasim. Zeh chasim osi. All right, so now I'm making one aid. Right, how am I kaim the second aid died. So I'm a kaim the second aid. So it's only one aid on the second aid. So you bring another aid, Menashuk. Alright, so our Gemara discusses that that's not good. And therefore, we made a gzeira legabe b'fanetan enektav. Let's not go to the gzeira devana. Let's look at this din. This din of Kim Shtaris in Ksuvus Shar Gemara quotes. Our Gemara says that's not good. Why is it not good? Because 3/4 of the get of the shtar, 3/4 of the shtar is being executed by one aid. So I don't have two aidim. I have one aid who is overwhelmingly responsible for this shtar. He's taking responsibility for his chasima. That's good, that's what he's supposed to do. Now he is taking responsibility for this his friend's chasima. B'tarvas, one aid of a kat of aidim, right? Morris is not good, that's possible. So our Taisva says, no, isn't the same thing happening over here? Isn't our Mishnah being Machshir exactly the same thing? I have one aid who's a kosher aid, whatever he says we'll believe. So he tells me that there was a get, that there was a shah shichra, there was a tzivi abal, neman. Now we're stuck, only have one aid. Morris says, the other aid, we don't know, he's a kuti, chazal pasul. Chazal pasul if he's a kuti. Chazal rechoishes him. If he's a regular kuti, if he's a kuti chaver, he gets the kuti chaver status. All right, so then we'll believe him. So if we'd have two other eidim would come in and say, we know he's a kuti chaver, that we know he's neman, we know he doesn't lie, he's medaktik ben mitzvah, he's whatever they're going to tell us, so we'll establish the kuti chaver good. It'll be like almost like a kiyum shtaris. But now the only reason we're mekabel the kuti chaver, the Torah's kuti chaver, is because the other aid is being made in his behalf. So Taisva says, and gain kulish star miskayim, not even 3/4. Kulish star miskayim apum with the Chad Yisrael. So we're down to one aid. That's Taisva's kash. Taisva's teretz. Yishlevim luchush. They cave on the high kuti kosher v'nei raisa. They gary emes hay. Taisva says, remember, the aside of the sugya is gary emes. The side of the sugya is that the kutim are good, are nemonim. Elamai, there's a psul de rabbonon. Let's have to be Tosfos. No. So you can't say precisely that way. Elamai, it's a psul de rabbonon, and for a psul de rabbonon, we can be semech in one aid. You can't finish off that way. Why? No. Because we paskin kim shtaris zirabbonon. So you can't just finish off the way it sounds like you should finish off, right? Because the basic sugya in which Chazal were over this concern of kulish shtar miskayim apum dechad or 3/4 is a dinam kim shtaris. We did they raise right 4 sheets of kim shtaris. According to Rambam Shmuel Rabbanan, according to Taisus Rid, Sataka 1/8 is taka good for kim shtaris when they raise. That couldn't be the Taisus, right? So Elamai. So the Tosfos is saying, and to say that this is according to Reino B'Tzalel, also it's not going to go. So we're stuck at Kim Shtaris the Rabbanon. All right. So now Kim Shtaris the Rabbanon. So that's the second half. That's from the base. That's Ksuvus. I have a star. It's a beautiful star. We didn't erase it. Two wonderful Adam. It's kosher. Elamai Chazal said Chashad Ziyuv. Chazal said you require kiyum shtaris, kiyum chasimus. No, so minei rice, that's good. And nevertheless, Chazal said that once we're telling you to get kiyum shtaris, so the kiyum shtaris has been ayidei two aidim, otherwise it'll end up kashering the shtar, ayidei one aid. So Taisus must be saying, so Chazal were not misaking this kind of a chashash lagabe yekuti. I mean, you have to finish off. Can't finish off as a chiluk de raisa de rabbanon. You have to finish off as a different kinds of the rabbanons. That this over here, Chazal, when they made their din and then they passed the akuti, so they didn't pass the akuti to the same extent that they passed the shtar shenu mekuyim. Akuti, they were malachashash. And so you have to say something along those lines that this is part of the din de rabbanon, that when Chazal were malach hashash of akuti, so they at the same time they were misaking that if we have some kind of siyua, that this akuti is akuti chavi, that's good enough. Something along those lines. That's just a different kind of din de rabbanon. Otherwise, he can't finish it off. Kevon the high kuti koshim de raisa the gerayem is saying, right? So you have to finish off. So therefore, when Chazal were malach hashash, and the kuti is apostle aid, they weren't. They didn't say he's mamish apostle, and that this other aid is going to be machshavim. They said that we have to be malach hashash. And if there'll be some indication, it's hard to finish off without overloading and making it totally one person. It's hard to finish off with the nusach is, with something along those lines. So this question is raised by the Rajbo as well. And then we'll see a very, very interesting Tesis and Rosh. Right? Rashba says, "Ekshu batoishes." V'tiritz read the kuti mitei raisa kosher. The geri emes ninu ella. Listen, lashon Rashba. The choshu lohem chachamim ubechihal loy posluhu. The some chachazakazu. So the Rashba finishes off the pirush atoishes as saying Chazal never made him posel in this case. It's not that they made him posel. And I need another aid to be making him because then we're stuck. Ella the choshulim chachamim ubechiha loy posluo the samche chazako. It's keilu the takonas chazal is an aid kuti who doesn't get some kind of corroboration is possible. Stame, in other words. That's pshat, Moshe pointed out, the Lashon of Rashi, stame kuti. But if there's anything where he's not a stame kuti, then he never became posel. So it's not that he became posel and now he's being machshir. But apparently the etzem fact that another Jew is signing with him, so it means he never became posel. El t'choshul chachomim u'b'chiha lo'y posluo. The son of Chazakah. Says the Rashba, the Rashba was marich before when we were discussing the Mishnah before, and we quoted a Chassam Sefer. The Rashba's Chassam Sefer was very close to the nusach of the Rashba. The Rashba explains the lehichshur v'lozer ella bide ichzuk, the hocha loy eidusu, the kulu kutoy achzuki mechazkei ba. Says the Rashba, the kutim are careful when it comes to sheker. Ela dechoshu lehen lefishen bikin bedigtuk mitzvah. Mamash on the lines with Chassam Sefer said many years later. They came in the Yisrael zeh mechasme mekame igloy milsa daim bedakteku. So now it sounds like that what he said in Taisus. No, the igloy milsa ba'ol meshaper. That's what we learned yesterday. A similar to the Rashba. This is the din of Ashtim Inu. So what's the Rashba saying? Rashba's second mahalach is that Chazal created a chashash. L'choshu la'en l'fi she'ein v'kin b'duktukui mitzvah. Alright? That's the chashash. Kasha now. If it's a chashash, so he's posel. If he's posel, so now the whole heksher hashtar is dependent on one aid. Can't be. Says no. Says Kevin the Yisroel's Machas Mekame Igloi Milsa Tahai Medakteik Hu Ugloi Milsa Ba'al Mashap Yidami. He says the difference between a Eidos and Gili Milsa. So the numerous chidushim that this Rajba is giving us, because he's saying lach'ayra, he's going to have to say lagavikim shtarais. It's not just a din vashbedinu. That's machlokes rishonim. With the kim shtarais is eidos, kim shtarais is gili milsa. So the Rajba seems to be saying over according to this teretz that lagavikim shtarais, that's more than a gili milsa. It had to be 2 days in the Rajba. I think others were going to get stuck in Rajbas. But apparently he's saying, what's the chiddush over here? He's saying, Ein hachanamim. If we would be requiring real Eidos to tell us that the Kuti is a Kuti Chaver, we're stuck. In other words, not like the first day, not like Taisus is saying. No, Chazal Kuti Revil Chashash Sheker. Elamai, to pull this Kuti out of Chashash Sheker, we don't need real Eidos. To tell us he's medaktik b'mitzvahs, that's begeder ashtu medinu. That's begeder this din that the Torah gave us, lagabe being makir, the brother of the niftu, lagabe yovim. That's not related. Memelos, what's the Rashba saying? Rashba is being mechanish to us. That this din, that a shtar requires two edim, and if all the information is going to now come from one aid, that the shtar doesn't have to aid him, that's only if I'm getting alma, I'm getting aidus from one person. But if this one person is being mayed that he saw the get, being mayed that the shtar is a good shtar, being mayed that he was mitzuba, being mayed on the dasan chayev, and then he's mekayim the din of yakir, the din of ashtu medinu. The Gabi the second, that's not considered to be that the entire shtar is dependent on one aid. The shtar is dependent, it's two aidim. Right? The din of identifying a kuti chover is the din of identifying that this person is a brother. In other words, we know that there are many kuti chaverim. We know that there are kutim who are shakranim, who are not shakranim. So I have to identify that this kuti is one of those that the kuti chaver. So just like I have to identify that this is the brother of the nifter, so that doesn't require bona fide eidos. Right? The Rashba says we get even more stuck. You end up being semech on an eid echot. So it has to be that he's not muchzuk as a shakran. He's not muchzuk as a, it's not stam. It means that yesh v'yesh. So if all I'm doing is identifying which group this person belongs to, that's not related. But again, so the Rajba, the din according to Rajba, it's not an intuitive din, right? We began by saying, what is this helping us understand? The din of two Eidim Lagavi Shtar, right? So Tosfos begins and ends with the idea, I need to have two Eidim. And if the kashrus hashtar is dependent on one aid, possible. That's the din of kiyum. Even if the kashrus hashtar is dependent mid rabbanon, but it rises a good star, but chazal pirat din of kiyum shtaris. And if I'm going to have even ayidei din de rabbanon, if the kashrus hashtar is dependent on one aid, it's not a shtar. It's not Eidus. Taisus says, let's talk it then. Elamai, days in the Rajba, the Gabe, Kutim, Chazal did not really passel him. Chazal said that if we can identify that he is a Bekib and Mitzvah Sheker, Bekib and Mitzvah Emes, so then he never became passel. So, but Lu Yitzur, the shtar, it's not going to be a shtar apostle, even within the Rabbanon. So then we require two independent aid. Otherwise, we don't have a aidus. Rather, the second day of the Rajba, what does the Rajba say? Different pshat. There's Eidos and there's Gili Milsa. Eidos is, the Torah says, the Torah is Magdir for us. The Torah is Magdir, that if I need to see that a certain Masa happened, that's Eidos. When the Torah required two Eidim for a Shtar, it means I have to have two independent sources that the Maisa actually happened. Two independent sources, that there was a Tzivi Abal, there was a Dasa Maschayim, two independent sources, that there was Halvah. When the Torah says, I need to identify, different ways of saying it now, you can say a tangential issue, or you can say, I need to identify the status of a person, I need to establish a chazak of a person. I need to identify something which is usually established by chazakah. Right? That a person is Jewish. You just establish by chazakah. That a person is the Baal. You just establish by chazakah. When halacha does not require two edim, I do not require two edim, legavi get, to say that this person is the Baal and this person is the Ishim of Gereshes. Halacha never required it. I don't require two edim, legavi, that this is the Yavim, who should be doing the Yim Chalitza. So Torah did not require two edim for that. Torah only required a Gili Milsa for that. So when the Torah only required a Gili Milsa, so that's what's happening over here. I have two edim. In addition, Chazal required a Gili Milsa on the Kuti. So if I have one aid, he can provide as many Gili Milsas as we want. He's not providing the aid that Torah required. Torah required two edim, two sources that they get took place. I have two sources. Torah required one single source that this person is a Boki Bedinim. So that was required, but Torah is Gili Milsa, not Torah's Eidos. It's not an intuitive din. Intuitively, the Shtar cannot make it with that one person. Right? So maybe we can explain a little bit better. There's a fascinating Taisus of Rosh here. The Birkas Shmuel discusses the Taisus of Rosh. So the Birkas Shmuel says, I made a Chakir in the past, and I found that there's an issue that the Taisus of Rosh has the same Chakir. The question is, what is the basis of two Eidim in a Shtar? Taisa says, Taisa Rosh, Taiman, Kim Viskaim Kuli Shtar, Chad Sahoda, the Kulam Milsa Tamchina, the Hayisrael, the Chosin. Fine, that's the Kasha. Yeshe wrote similar, Dark Take Mikan, the Mashet Sviho Torah, Shnei Eidim. Lav mishum dechad choshen l'shaker elegzeiras amelachi. Kedemim l'gavei kroivim, meshev arin, lav mishum l'memne. V'nir dein rai mikar. Shani hocho, daikuti koshem l'raisa, kem negeir emesein, umid rabbonon psulen mishum shen chashudim, v'zeh shachosim l'tnei Yisroel, mucham milsa dein hachosh. So what's the end of the Rosh, shani hocho, daikuti koshem l'raisa, kem negeir emesein, umid rabbonon psulen Mishum Shein Chashudin. Doesn't sound like the Rajvod Shran Toysmas. Mizesh Chosm Le Yisrael Mukhum Milsa Deina Choshud. Doesn't sound like other day in the Rajvod. Sounds like the Kasha. Right? Sounds like the Kasha. Chazal Pasal them. Mizesh Chosm Le Yisrael Mukhach Milsa Deina Choshud. Right? Now the Lush is also interesting. Mizesh Chosm Le Yisrael. Muchach milsa dein nechashin. It's muchach from the fact that he signed b'shnei Yisrael acher that he's ain nechashin. It's a difficult way to. It's hard to understand what the Tosef Rosh is saying unless we're going to squeeze in one of the Rajba. But what's fascinating over here is the yesh erasim ledak take mikan. There's a question about shtaris, right? But edus bchalal two edim. Torah says you have a pishnaim edim yakum davar. What's the gedder adin? Is it that the Torah was saying to us that two people established for us ne'emonos, and less than two people, there is a chashash sheker. Or, that's what L'chor is saying, right? It's not being a chakir over here, just the chan choshu l'shaker. One person may be telling us a sheker. However, two people, the chances of two people getting the same sheker and wanting to tell the same sheker and getting the details of the same sheker, that's so, probability is so low, the Torah says that's the probability of the amonis you need for, the Torah is not giving us like Xeris HaKosov, but the Xeris HaKosov of two Adim is establishing the probability of sheker with which we can move forward within the in momentous and momentous and in eros, right? Or is it a Xeris HaKosov? Don't try to figure it out. Not the Nemonis. Torah says, this is how you move forward, like a, you would call it a hachra. So the Rosh says that the, those who wanted to prove Yeshivetz and Ledaktik Mikan, the Mashet Tzricha Torah Shnei Edim, Lav Michu Shum Dachad Choshen Lishakir, like Zeres HaMelechi. Apparently, that's the figure of the Tosei Rosh. This, the emphasis is that this is discussed by the most famously by the Ktsois and the Nesivis. The Ktsois is a raya. The Ktsois says that there's a din that if I have one eid mishtar and one eid balpeh, so I can be goyve min achosim mishubodim. So the Ktsois says that this is a raya that two eidim is a din in chashash sheker. Why? Because if the din exerts a kosev, then one eid v'chsav and malpeh is nothing. I don't have anything. Right? I have two situations that the Torah said are meaningless. But if it's a chashash sheker, it's a Torah was being magdir for us. That two eidim means the probability of sheker is so low, so I've accomplished my probability of sheker by having one v'chsav and one malpeh. Right. So yesh ladun. Whether that rise, of course they should know, because the Nesivah takes, Nesivah says the rise is not a good rise. The Nesivah says, Nesivah is machadish a third approach, which is not quite a chashash sheker. Nesivah quotes a chashash tos. That if one person comes in and says something, we're not sure we got it right. But if two come in and say something, then we know we got it right. So it's a little bit of a different kind of idea from chashash sheker to chashash tos. So that's what's usually quoted, machlekes ksais Nesivah. Ktsois is in Lamed. The Ksivus is the next Siman. End of Lamed. The very end of Siman Lamed. And there's a very sharp Rambam, terribly out of place. The Rambam in Yesodia Torah. The Rambam discusses B'Yisoymech and Anovi Sheker. Sorry, B'Yisoymech and Anovi Emes. Kach mitzvah l'shmoya mizeh hanovi. Avol pi shein onu miyoidim ima ois emes e bekishuv v'lod. Kemoi she tzivonu lach toich hadover al pi shnaim eidim. Ve'af al pi shein onu yoidim ima idu emes im sheker. So again, I'm not convinced that's pshat in the Rambam. Ein onu yoidim im emes im sheker. I couldn't say, we, b'toyras, b'koyach hanoishu, we don't know. Because Baruch Hu was telling us. But some want to darshan this Rambam to take the side that it's Xeris HaKosov, like the Tosfos of Rosh, seems to be night. That's not Dafka, it just says on a rhyme. So again, so what are we putting out of here? There is an age-old discussion about what is the Yesoid of two Eidim Bechlal? How are we magdi the din? Do you want a Nafkimin el Dina? So it's given nafkamin l'dina, one eid b'chsav, one eid b'alpeh. Can you be goyim b'mishubodim? Ksois holds that's a raya brura, that the Torah is giving us a din in chashash sheker, and therefore we can put together, as long as we match and accomplish the same probability, we're okay. That'd be a nafkamin l'dina. Right now, so let's try to figure out the Tezer Rosh. That's what the Birkei Shmuel says. What is the Tezer Rosh talking about? Hayatochim. What's the raya? Im kein the sky coolish darachat sahada the cool and milsat samchinon. Ah, Yisrael the chosim. that if we are going to allow one aid to be the aid and to tell us that the kuti is a kuti chover as well, so apparently the Gemara said that's good. So yesh reis l'dakte the mashet tzricha teresh l'yedim is exeris hamelech. It's not because of chashash sheker. If it would be chashash sheker, so then we couldn't say this Gemara. So explains the Birkas Shmuel. He explains it by a chasam sofer. That's an important makor in of itself. That the Briskers learn chasam sofers. There's a Shmuel from the Brisker Rav. And once somebody came to the Brisker Rav and told him a word from Reb Chaim that the Brisker Rav hadn't heard of. And I remember what the halacha was, a specific chiddush. So the Brisker Rav said, my father could have never said that. So they said, why not? He says, because it's against an often a chasam sofer. So the Brisker said, tremendous comedy. The Uberlander Hungarians get offended by the story. They say, you need Reb Chaim to tell us that a chasam sofer is. They get upset by it. But sofer is a different class when it comes to Achreinu. Emma says that she said the chasam sofer is... says sometimes the things he says are tremendous. So Birkas Shmuel develops his understanding based on the Chasam Sofer. Let's just try to just be magdi what he says. So you can look at later on Simon Chav. So he's saying the following. He says, what's the Yesh Meforshim saying over here? The Yesh Meforshim apparently is arguing that if I need two Edim to tell me that what actually happened took place, if one Ed says there was a Das Mishai, there was a Gerish, and the person said, I don't believe him. You don't believe him. Two people have their Monas. So that's the case. Then when we grant the Kuti Chover their Monas, that's Me'atzmei Shel Shtar. That's one of the primary functions of the shtar. So memela, we're only proceeding based on one aid. In other words, we look at the shtar and we say, the first guy's a kuti, famous kuti. Right? So what does that mean? So if the Gemara would be saying that we can't proceed, no matter how many regular Jews sign with this kuti, we can't proceed, so that means that what are we afraid of? Let's go the other end. If it's a chashash sheker, so what are we afraid of? That means we're afraid that the guy really is not, that there really was no Das HaMashchayev. The halvon never took place. The shechur never took place. He's not Neman. He says it. Doesn't impress us. Right? So, the job that he's supposed to accomplish in the shtar is not happening. Now, one other Jew comes along and says, no. What this guy says then is, if he says, I'm telling you the gerush took place, that's his contribution. Now he says, and if this guy tells you that a gerush took place is a good place, you can be saying, so then the shtar is a terrible shtar. Because the story that the shtar is supposed to be telling is the one really one eight is telling us that. Right? So if the Gemara says that one aid coming along and saying, I'm telling you the gerushin took place, and you can believe this guy if he says the gerushin took place, so then, and the Gemara says that's going to be a good shtar, then it means it's a din exeris hakosov. It's not that we need two aidim to tell us that this is an that actually took place. If the din of two aidim is probability that the gerushin took place, probability of a das mischayev. So you work with the probability of two guys telling you that there was a das mischayev and they both are colluding together to create the mamzerus and they both made a mistake and they both got everything wrong. If you're going to tell me that, so the probability of that happening is so low that establishes the level of nemonos that we require. So that in our situation, we have not achieved that at all. We have one person who's telling us the gerushin took place, and we have one person saying that if this guy tells you it took place, you can trust him. Nope, so I have one person. I have not increased my probability in any way. On the other hand, if you'll tell me that the din of two Edim is a din in there's a cause of, I need to have two Edim. No, so then I have one Ed who's saying, here's the place. Right? Then I have one Ed who's saying, this guy is a Boki, this guy knows halachas, this guy, even if you'll tell me the Lashon, if this guy tells you, you can trust him, you can tell me that Lashon. But this exerus a kosov, that once I have a second aid, I have a good star. So I do have two aid. Right? The way that Birka Shmuel describes it is that this the information, the second piece of information that the kosher aid is giving me, that is not essential to the story of the star. It's information that is important for us to proceed, but it's not essential information of the shtar. So, therefore, it doesn't affect the tziruf between the two. That might be a little bit beyond what I understand. The example he gives is an example from Ibn Ezer. He gives an example of two Edim, a shliach and an aid, saying that Reuven sent a diamond ring. Reuven sent a ring, he sent $10, whatever it is. He sent money to this woman to receive, to be Mekudeshes. And she denies it. She said, I never received anything. So we have two Edim, a shliach and an aid. Right? A shliach and an aid. The shliach brought the money and the aid watched it. So the chalkas so the shulchan aruch is savim mikudeshes, right? Savim mikudeshes. So the chalkas mechayik says, why is it a savim mikudeshes? She's vali not mikudeshes, because I don't have two edim over here. Why? Because the shliach is in a gay beidus, because the shliach is claiming that Reuven gave me a diamond ring to give this woman. And this woman says, I never got it. So now, she's there's a choshen mishpat din against the shliach. Right? Now the woman is saying, you were invited, and I'm supposed to be getting a gift. I never got the gift. So now she sues the shliach. Right? So the shliach has known that monos. Once she claims that, even before, once she claims she never received it, so the shliach is going to have to take a shvuas heses in order to get the choshen mishpat to get an offer. Right? So the Chelkas Mechaikik says, we have nothing over here. We have one aid who tells us something happened. So the Chassam Sefer explains, no, that's why I look at it. There are two separate issues over here. One issue was, did the woman receive a ring? Right? So whether the woman received the ring or not, so this, the one aid who says, he can say, I saw the woman receive the ring, right? I'm not saying anything about Kiddushin. That will get the Shliach out of the Shavuos Heses problem. Because he's one Eid Mesayeg. He'll get out of the Shavuot Rabban. Right? So the Chassam Sefer says, I can resuscitate the Eidus in the following way. One Eid says, he gave the ring. So now he's a kosher aid. Now the shliach is no longer going to give aidas. So why isn't that a situation of the entire kiddushin is being samech on one? Chassam Sefer says no, because if I have one person saying that there was a maisa kiddushin, right? Here I have one person saying there's no chayshim mishpat shaila, and now I have two aidas saying there's a maisa kiddushin. Both are not negeya. So he says that's the mashal he gives to explain why this is not a good raya. Like I said, let's just finish up. So Yeshu writes in Ladakhde that those who want to explain that this should be a raya, that it's a xeris akosav. In other words, the fact that we can end up being samech on one person. So that shows us there must be gzeres hakasa. Teretz? No. The only time when you end up being samech on one person is if, and it would be a raya, that it's gzeres hamelech, is if that one person would be telling us the, would be reporting to us the story that we have to hear. But once that one person is giving us side information about the status of the egg, so Mimela, that information is since it's a not essential, so Mimela, this cannot be a raya that we are not, that the two Edom are required keneged chashasheker. It goes a little bit, be a little bit clearer. We can say it in the following way. Gemara is the situation where we have one aid kuti and one aid kosher. Why are we allowing this aidus to go through midin of the Gemara? Because they have to sign together midin of the Mishnah, right? Therefore, we are in fact saying that the status of the aid kuti being a kuti chaver is acceptable because of the other aid. No? So now we would say the following. So our Tosfos says. Our Tosfos says the reason why this works is because Chazal didn't really passel the Eid Kuti. He's a Lashon of the Rashba. He didn't really passel the Eid Kuti. Right? He said that the Eid Kuti has to be, that an Eid Kuti is established as a Kuti Chav, is not really passel. Bais Tachos, what would have happened if they would have taken a passel the Eid Kuti? Then what would have happened? Then Tosfos would say, we can't budge. Right? Second Teretz, the Rashba says, no. Over here, all we need is Ashmedinu. This is not a case of one person providing us with the information, with essential information. And a Hanami. If one person would provide us with essential information, so then a Hanami. So then, it would be possible. If one person would be telling us that trust me and trust whatever the other person says is correct, then it would be possible. But this other person is just giving us tangential, called information, for which the Torah established that I don't require to aid him for. For which Chazaka is good enough, and Mela Shmedin is good enough. Mela, this one aid is good enough. Lagabe, the story that I need to wait for, I have to wait. All right. So now, what I want to just leave you to figure out is the Chakir of the Tosfos Rosh dependent on these 2 days? All right, so it's too late. So I'm trying to figure that out. We have a machlekes between the Tosfos and the Rashba, 2 days in the Rashba. Right? So let's work on that. Is the Chakir of the Tosfos Rosh says, we finish out the shiur in this way. Tosfos Rosh says that this is not a raya. It's not a raya that there's an attempt to say that this sugya should be a raya, that if the raya for the Nesivus, let's say, a raya against the Ktsois, not a raya. Right? Because we have another way of being metarets this sugya. So Tzorachiyon, that's what I want you to figure out. The 2 days in the Rashba, do they generate these two, this Chakira that the Rosh raises? Again, what's important to remember is the Rosh's conclusion is the Rosh raises the Chakira, which ends up being a machlekes, very similar to the machlekes Ktsais and the Sivas. L'chara, the Ktsais does not, the Ktsais Rosh does not take a stand on it, and it's conceivable that the Rambam didn't take a stand on it. That's Xeris HaKos. Xeris HaMelech. Okay.
You know, would it matter if a different person was a different one aid with a marriage? It should matter.